The following special full-service radio program was made possible by Simplecast and The Line Hotel.
The human voice is music that works as a tuning fork for the soul. In times of trouble, it brings solace and comfort. We also find refuge in stories. They can people our solitude, allay our fears, comfort our anxieties, and instruct us in better ways to be. Hi, I'm Jessica Harris, and I'm going to tell you some stories and tales and read you some poems from around the world and right here at home. Some may bring a smile of recollection or a nod of recognition. Others may startle with their aptness to today's world. May they all help us find peace of mind, body, and soul. Runagate, Runagate by Robert Hayden.
Follow the drinking gourd. Follow the drinking gourd. For the old man is coming just to carry the freedom. Follow the drinking gourd.
Runs, falls, rises, stumbles, on from darkness into darkness, and the darkness thicketed with shapes of terror, and the hunters pursuing, and the hounds pursuing, and the night cold, and the night long, and the river to cross, and the jack-o'-lanterns beckoning, beckoning, and blackness ahead, and when shall I reach that somewhere morning and keep on going and never turn back and keep on going? Runagate, runagate, runagate. Many thousands rise and go. Many thousands crossing over. O mythic north, O star-shaped yonder Bible city. Some go weeping and some rejoicing, some in coffins and some in carriages, some in silks and some in shackles. Rise and go, or fare you well. No more auction block for me. No more driver's lash for me. If you see my Pompey 30 years of age, new breeches, plain stockings, negro shoes. If you see my Anna, likely young mulatto, branded E on the right cheek and R on the left, catch them if you can and notify subscriber. Catch them if you can, but it won't be easy. They'll dart underground when you try to catch them, plunge into quicksand, whirlpools, mazes, turn into scorpions when you try to catch them. And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave. North Star and Bonanza Gold. I'm bound for the freedom, freedom bound. And oh, Susiana, don't you cry for me. Runagate, runagate, runagate. Rises from their anguish and their power, Harriet Tubman, woman of earth, whip scarred, a summoning, a shining, mean to be free. And this was the way of it, brethren, brethren, way we journeyed from cant to can, moon so bright and no place to hide, the cry up and the patter rollers riding, hound dogs belling in the bladed air, and fear starts a murmuring, never make it, we'll never make it. Hush that now! And she's turned upon us, leveled pistol glinting in the moonlight. Dead folks can't jaybird talk, she says. You keep on going now or die, she says. Wanted, Harriet Tubman, alias the General, alias Moses, stealer of slaves, in league with Garrison, Olcott, Emerson, Garrett, Douglas, Thoreau, John Brown, armed and known to be dangerous. Wanted, reward, dead or alive. Tell me, Ezekiel, oh, tell me, don't you see male Jehovah coming to deliver me? Hoot owl calling in the ghosted air, five times calling to the haints in the air. Shadow of a face in the scary leaves, shadow of a voice in the talking leaves. Come ride in my train. Oh, that train, ghost story train, through swamp and savanna, movering, movering. Over trestles of dew through caves of the wish. Midnight special on a saber track. Moverin', moverin'. First stop, mercy, and the last, hallelujah. Come right on my train. mean, mean, mean to be free.
When the sun comes back and the first quail calls, follow the drink and gall. For the old man is waiting just to carry you to freedom. Follow the drink and gall. Follow the drink and gall. Follow the drink and gall. For the old man is waiting to carry you to freedom. Follow the drink and gall.
Census. From Simple's Uncle Sam by Langston Hughes. I've had so many hardships in this life, said Simple, that it is a wonder I'll live until I die. I was born young, black, voteless, poor, and hungry in a state where white folks did not even put Negroes on the census. My daddy said he were never counted in his life by the United States government, and nobody could find a birth certificate for me nowhere. It were not until I come to Harlem that one day a census taker dropped around to my house and asked me where was I born and why, also my age, and if I was still living, and I said, yes, I am here in spite of it all. All of what? Asked the census taker. Give me the data. All my corns and bunions, for one, I said. I were born with corns. Most colored people get corns so young, they must be inherited. As for bunions, they seem to come natural. We stands on our feet so much. These feet of mine have stood in anything from soup lines to the draft board. They have supported everything from a packing trunk to a hungry woman. My feet have walked 10,000 miles running errands for white folks and another 10,000 trying to keep up with color. My feet have stood before altars, at crap tables, bars, graves, kitchen doors, welfare windows, and social security railings. Be sure and include my feet on that census you were taking, I told that man. Then I went on to tell him how my feet have helped to keep the American shoe industry going due to the money I have spent on my feet. I have wore out 700 pairs of shoes, 89 tennis shoes, 44 summer sandals, and 202 loafers. The socks my feet have bought could build a knitting mill. The razor blades I have used cutting away my corns could pay for a razor plant. Well, my feet have helped to make America rich, and I'm still standing on them. I stepped on a rusty nail once, and mighty near had lockjaw. And from my feet up, so many other things have happened to me since, it is a wonder I made it through this world. In my time, I have been cut, stabbed, run over, hit by a car, tromped by a horse, robbed, fooled, deceived, double-crossed, dealt seconds, and mighty near blackmailed. But I am still here. I have been laid off, fired, and not rehired, Jim Crowed, segregated, insulted, eliminated, locked in, locked out, locked up, left holding the bag, and denied relief. I have been caught in the rain, caught in jails, caught short with my rent, and caught with the wrong woman, but I am still here. My mama should have named me Job instead of Jesse B. Simple. I have been underfed, underpaid, undernourished, and everything but undertaken. Yet I am still here. The only thing I'm afraid of now is that I will die before my time. So, man, put me on your census now this year, because I may not be here when the next census comes around. The census man said, what do you expect to die of? Complaining? No, I said, I expect to ugly away, at which I thought the man would laugh. Instead, you know, he nodded his head and wrote it down. He were white and did not know I was making a joke. Do you reckon that man really thought I'm homely?
God bless America.
As I was preparing these stories, I found a letter to me from my mother, who has been gone for 20 years. Here are her words of advice for these times. You can do this. We can and will if we stick together. And so, until next time.
Remember what you said. You promised me, you said you would. You gotta give in, so I